This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Sandy Aper. She's a committee member for the Macoupin County Student Scholarship Fund Dinner Auction, and welcome to the show, Sandy.
Hi.
Sandy, we're here to do our annual visit concerning the dinner auction that is coming up on Saturday, February the 26th. And again, many people know what the dinner auction is, but for a first-time listener or someone new to the area, maybe just a little bit about what it actually is.
Rick, this is our 21st year of having the Macoupin County Student Scholarship Dinner Auction. Since 1991, more than $250,000 has been awarded to 65 Macoupin County students. And we are so fortunate to have Blackburn College in our community. Not only does it provide educational and cultural opportunities, it also greatly helps the local economy in that it annually adds tens of millions of dollars to the local economy through payroll, student expenditures, and purchase of goods and services, just to mention a few things. This auction is one way the community can give back and help the students who live right here in Macoupin County. And you can have a really good time, too.
And as far as the auction, it begins with a dinner?
Yes.
And that dinner would consist of this year. I don't know if it's going to, I think it changes every once in a while.
Once again, we're having the Elks' famous fried pork chops, baked chicken breasts, mashed potatoes, California blend vegetables, green beans, salad, rolls, and dessert. And all this for only $15 per ticket. Or you can buy a table of eight for only $100, which makes the tickets only $12.50 each. In these tough economic times, students need our help more than ever, and we've continued to help folks be able to attend the auction by keeping our prices the same.
It's called an auction as well. We have a silent and we have a live auction. Did you want to talk this year a little bit about the auction items and what's available and so forth?
Sure. That's what's so fun about our auction. We have a tremendous variety of items that we have donated, all the way from condos in Florida with cars provided to items you can purchase. You can purchase dinners at local restaurants, as well as baskets of products, dinners at people's homes. It's a great variety of items. And that's why a lot of people love to come to our auction.
Now, the silent auction, obviously people will bid on that. Does the live auction get like sometimes auctions do? People like to just run it up just so they can make more money, have fun with that kind of thing?
Oh, I think people have a great time at our auction, but I think everybody's kind of there to have get a good deal, too. And we have a lot of those.
How long does the evening typically last? Maybe I should say, sort of set the table of how the evening goes for those who might be attending first time. You open at what time, and sort of how does the evening go?
Sure. At 5:30, the silent auction starts, and the dinner is from 5:30 to 6:30. The live auction starts at 6:30. If you choose just to attend the auction at 6:30 and not eat, there's no charge for admission.
So you can come to the auction if you're trying to find those good bargains.
You betcha.
As far as helping students, again, you said it came across the $250,000 since the inception of this particular scholarship fund. And I guess we should point out that is for Macoupin County students?
It is. And you know, Rick, I see this as a win-win-win situation. First of all, a business or individual has an opportunity to show their support and generosity by donating something to the auction. And we not only advertise the donor's support at the auction, we also print their name in the college alumni magazine that is sent to donors all around the country. Secondly, people come together for good food and fellowship, and they get to purchase some of the wonderful items we have donated. And thirdly, and most importantly, the money we raise in scholarship funds goes to students right here in Macoupin County who have financial needs and who plan to attend Blackburn College.
Tickets are available in a little different manner, and you might want to explain that so everybody knows how to get tickets if they'd like to attend this year's event.
Yes, you can purchase tickets from the college by contacting Nate Rush at 217-854-3231, extension 4297, or contact any member of the committee, Pam Minetti, Jan Best, Bill Hanks, Christy Nelms, Jody Rao, Madonna Tiedemann, Dustin Patton, or me, Sandy Aper. You can purchase your tickets at the door also, but I gotta tell you, seating is limited, so you better reserve your seats now.
And for any further information, if somebody has a question or maybe they like to know, you know, how you get things to put in the auction, maybe they just have a general question, who should they contact?
The best person to contact would be Nate Rush, actually, at the college.
Sandy, I'd like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Thank you so much, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.